Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, March 5th, which is usually One Take Wednesday, but I just can't do it today. I started talking about Proverbs chapter 5 and I was like, well, that was silly. So this is going to be multiple takes, but I want to be thoughtful about what I say about the Proverbs today. We'll read from the New King James Version, Proverbs 5, verses 15 and 16, and also from Proverbs 15, verses 1 and 2. Drink water from your own cistern, and running water from your own well. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets? The obvious answer to this question is no. In this passage, fountains and streams are images used to illustrate the union between a husband and a wife and the boundaries of that. And so if you are married today, remind your spouse that they need to drink from their own cistern. And now let us turn over to Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. These verses are also very applicable to a marriage relationship, but any kind of relationship. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. I think the way that we respond to this proverb is with a prayer. Lord, help me to have soft answers. Help me to not have harsh words that stir up anger in others. Give me wisdom to hold my tongue and not show myself foolish when I speak. We'll finish up today's readings by turning over to Matthew chapter 19. We'll start in verse 16 and go all the way through the end of the chapter. There are two sections that I'll be reading today. Jesus counsels the rich young ruler, and with God all things are possible. Now behold, one came and said to him, Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? So he said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. He said to him, Which ones? Jesus said, You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Assuredly, I say to you that this is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said to them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then Peter answered and said to him, See, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? So Jesus said to them, Assuredly, I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, and everyone who has left house, or brother, or sister, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. The question that I'm left with today is, what am I willing to give up in order to follow Jesus? Said as a prayer, Lord, Help me to be ready to give up whatever you call me to, so that I may follow you. Jesus' interaction with the rich young ruler is reminiscent of his instruction in the Sermon on the Mount. And it pairs really well with the Bible verse that we're supposed to be memorizing this week. It's from Matthew 6, 21. I'm going to say it twice. The first time, listen to me, and then the second time, see if you can say it with me. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6, 21. Say it with me. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. As we end the podcast today, I want to pray a portion of the fifth day prayer from the Diary of Private Prayer. I hope you have a wonderful day. Dear Father, I am content to leave my life in your hands, knowing that you have counted every hair of my head. I am content to give over my will to yours, believing I can find in you a righteousness and integrity that I could never have obtained on my own. I am content to leave all my loved ones in your care, believing that your love for them is greater than mine. I am content to leave in your hands the causes of truth and justice and the coming of your kingdom, believing that my passion for them is just a feeble shadow of your steady purpose. To you, O God, be glory forever. Amen.